Hey everybody, and welcome to Rabbit's Ramblings, podcast 298. This time I have something a little bit different, as I'm going to do sort of a very, very, very brief overview of a role-playing game called Starfinder. And that's really all I have for this time. Hopefully, you'll enjoy the show. So to give a little bit of history before I get into sort of talking about Starfinder, the game is made by Paizo, and back in the day with D&D 3.5 edition, they came out with these open licensing rules. And as part of that, people could make adventures for D&D, they could make add-on content, etc. So Paizo was making a lot of content for Wizards of the Coast for D&D Edition 3.5. And then I believe when they changed to D&D 4.0, the open license became closed and nobody could make any extra content for D&D anymore. So Paizo was like, well, what do we do? So they decided to make their own game called Pathfinder. Many, many years later, here we are. They decide they want to make a science fiction game sort of based on Pathfinder. So it is set in the far future of Pathfinder with a lot of very similar rules, but also some rules which have changed to sort of simplify it down a little bit. It is quite a bit more complicated, I think, than people who are familiar with D&D 5th edition, as there are sort of more modifiers to all the things. Like if you want to make a roll, it's typically I have my d20 and then I get this stat plus this plus this plus this and then I make my roll. Whereas in D&D, it's pretty much just like you have your d20, you have your one sort of stat that you add to it, and then you either have advantage or disadvantage. So rules are quite a bit more complicated. I think not having played Pathfinder or Starfinder yet, I think the Pathfinder / Starfinder method gives you a little bit more predictability on if you're going to succeed or not, because you have sort of more predictable / fixed modifiers you can count on. It's like, you know, I'm going to make a minimum roll of this much. Whereas with D&D, it's a lot more chance. So I don't know, it depends if you prefer sort of the roll of the dice to predict things a little bit more, get that advantage, you get to roll two dice, or do you prefer predictability more? You know, I get this much of a modifier, so the minimum I'll do is this, or the maximum I'll do is that. I would say Starfinder seems pretty limited. They went pretty reserved in what they've put out. The classes don't seem to be able to do a whole lot. That is kind of disappointing. It seems more often than not they sort of look like one-trick ponies. Again, I haven't actually played the game, but as Envoy, as example, a lot of people are comparing it to Bard from D&D, but I don't know if that's really a fair comparison. Just again, to throw out the comparison to 5th edition D&D, Bards will get an inspiration, which they can do a limited number of times per rest. And that gives others in their party an extra dice to add onto their rolls. They also get spells similar to a caster. And so they've got quite a bit of flexibility. And as they gain a few levels, they get pretty much a lot more flexibility because they have quite a number of spells to choose from. Whereas an Envoy in Starfinder really doesn't get a whole lot. They get something, I forget what they call it, but I think they call it inspirations, which is not the same as D&D inspiration. They can do it any number of times they want, as long as they have resolve. But they only get one every other level, pretty much. And they get no spells at all. So it seems like, as example, say your second level, you're probably going to pick this one they call Get 'em, which gives everybody else a plus one to hit the target you are calling Get 'em on. But it only lasts one round. So it seems kind of like you're going to be doing Get 'em, and then, oh, I try and shoot 'em. You know, every single round. There's like not a whole lot of versatility of, oh, this person's kind of hurt, maybe I'll do this minor spell to heal them, or, oh, this monster's over there, maybe I'll do this spell to sort of pin them down. You know, a low-level D&D bard could have those options to, you know, have flexibility in comparison to a Starfinder Envoy. So that does seem a little bit disappointing. Looking at the other classes, it seems kind of like a similar position. Their spellcasters have a pretty reduced number of spells. I wouldn't say it's horrible, but I would say there's definitely a much more noticeable difference there as well. People who are used to D&D have just enormous amounts of spells to pick from, whereas in Starfinder you have a much reduced spell list, as well as spells only going up to sort of the 6th spell rank. They don't go all the way to 9th spell rank. But that's kind of a good and bad thing. They have some sort of differences from D&D, and that once you get to the 4th rank, and then 5th, and then 6th, they'll do additional things sort of on top of their regular things. So it's kind of a hybrid between you know, having a lot more spells as opposed to having spells that are fewer but also give you more options. There are quite a number of feats, and it seems like these feats are sort of how you specialize your class in Starfinder. It seems more so that they expect you to sort of do different feat builds to sort of give your character flavor. Like, as I mentioned, Envoy has no spellcasting ability, so you could either split class into a caster, or you could take a feat for either mystic spells or technomancer spells, though it would be quite limited in their effect and their level of spell compared to split classing. And that's kind of all of the rambling in terms of the class and spells and feats I have for Starfinder. It does seem very different. It does seem limited to somebody coming from D&D, or I hear even Pathfinder, which over the years has tons and tons and tons of sort of added on content. I would guess, though, that that's kind of what Paizo is going to go for. They're starting out sort of very reserved and very cautious, and they will add a lot of content to give flexibility and options as time goes on. In terms of value for what you're getting, I didn't have a whole lot of money for this Christmas. I was barely able to spend the $10 I did on the PDF for Starfinder. So for that, it's absolutely worth it. $10, you're getting something like 500-page manual and everything you need for the core rules to play the game. Unlike D&D, the core rules for Starfinder include the player handbook, starship rules, and rules for the DM. So in terms of D&D, it's kind of a lot like the player's guide, the DM's guide, and then sort of a section on ships, which is brand new. I'm hearing a lot of griping that people aren't quite happy with the starship combat, but that's something Paizo can work on and tweak in the future. But the base rules are there, and the base rules seem good enough for now. So even if you were to pay basically $35 on Amazon for the hardbound book, it's still a really good deal, because again, you know, compared to D&D, that would be basically $70, because you'd have 35 times 2 for the player handbook and DM's guide. And then it's $50, I think, at the Paizo site and many other online game shops which are not Amazon. So it can be a bit pricey. I would say, you know, look around for somewhere like Amazon, look for like $35 to $40 if you want an actual physical book. do what I did and just grab the PDF at the Paizo site for $10. And then you can download that and copy it as much as you'd like. I don't recommend pirating it to your friends because it does put a watermark on there. Not anywhere that is distracting. It's sort of at the top and bottom of the page, sort of in the margin. But, you know, if you're like me and you want it on your laptop or, you know, for regular people on your desktop, and then I also have it on my iPad, you know, it's easy enough just to copy it and, you know, link it or, you know, not copy it. I just like to copy it because I like to have it sort of in a gaming section on my laptop. And then I have a little folder I put all my iPad stuff in where I sync to that stuff. So I just copied it for that. But if you are into pen and paper role-playing games, this definitely looks like one of the cooler science fiction-y options out there. Certainly much cheaper than other options I've seen. The only other option I was looking at was Titan's Grave, which apparently that's like a $50 book. Plus, that's not the core rules of the system. Titan's Grave is apparently a flavor on the Age system. A-G-E, not an abbreviation, it's just Age. I don't know why they call it that. But it's like you need their core rulebook of the Age system plus Titan's Grave. So that's like, you know, $100-ish for those. So I was definitely not going to look at that until, you know, maybe someday if I had a lot of money. But $10 for a PDF of Starfinder, that is absolutely very accessible to, you know, pretty much everybody. So if you're looking for a very cool pen and paper role-playing science fiction game, I would definitely recommend you check out Starfinder. Do be aware that Paizo's sort of historical model with Pathfinder is to publish a lot of sort of add-on things. They give players a lot of options, but those options are going to cost you an add-up. They've already released something they call an Alien Archive, which gives you more races to choose from. I don't think any classes. I could be wrong on that. But it's also sort of a monster manual, so the DM gets a lot of monsters to play within that as well. So, you know, for both of those, you're looking at, you know, $20 of PDF or $70, basically for what's the D&D equivalent of the Player's Guide, the DM's Guide, and the Monster Manual. So still, probably a good deal. But again, you know, they're probably going to come out with another book very soon. I think I've heard one called The Core Worlds is due out in like March. So they're probably pretty regularly going to come out with more books that add on. So, you know, again, a big commitment in terms of cost to get more options. And it seems like there's not a ton of options yet. So if you are somebody who wants a lot of options, you might want to wait a little bit and see, you know, how things work out and if things go on sale or not. But from what I've read of the book and not, you know, having anybody to play with, it does look like a very cool system. And I am glad I got it. And hopefully I'll be able to play it with some people someday. So that's really it for this first podcast of 2018. Hopefully I'll still be able to do them. I was going to do one last week, but, you know, I didn't really have anything to talk about. And even this week, it was kind of meh. You know, I didn't have a ton of detail to talk about there. Things are, I guess, okay emotionally. Things are still as terrible as they've been, so nothing new there. Though I am almost completely out of money again. So, you know, again, I'm right back to worrying about how am I going to pay the 41 or 42 in car insurance at the end of the month. I've got the stupid fix-it ticket that I got for one of my lights being out. that I gotta pay for that, whenever that comes. That's, I guess, $25. The light was only like $6 to replace it, so that's fine, you know, now. But then, you know, other things like gas, I'm almost out of gas, and I have no money for that, and so that's also very stressful. My contacts are gonna run out, not super soon. I think I can stretch those out for a few more months, but that's another concern that's coming up pretty rapidly. So all of the money worries, you know, have me very stressed out and worried. But I'm trying to, you know, focus on the good things. I get a plug for my laptop for Christmas, which is awesome. You know, my power issues are now gone. Everything is now smooth and solid again. Got some new boots, so my paws will be nice and covered. No more flat, worn-out soles on that. So that's super good. Oh, yeah, I got some pants. Pants are always good. You know, I don't have very many pants. So now I have, I think, like three pants that are blue jean denim-type pants that I like. Then I got a couple of military camo pants, which, I don't know. I wore those most of my life, and now I don't know if I'm sort of feeling that anymore. So I try not to wear those too often anymore. But I guess things are, you know, okay-ish. Trying to hang on emotionally, but lately I've been really extremely depressed. So not playing a whole lot and not doing a whole lot of stuff lately. But hopefully everybody out there is not having a terrible time like me. And I don't know when I'll see you again. Probably not for 3 weeks because I don't have anything to talk about. If I do find something to talk about, I might drop a podcast in 2 weeks. And if you're subscribed, you know, it'll always come up when it comes up. Expect probably 3 weeks. But hopefully, I'll see everybody next time. Okay, thanks, bye. Because you have sort of more but if you are into pen and paper role-playing games, this definitely looks...
You have been listening to Rabbit's Ramblings. If you would like to see the show notes or feed the bunny by sending a donation, you can find the show website at www.rabbit.com/podcast/rabbitsramblings.html. When you type Rabbit's Ramblings, don't use a space. If you would like to send me an email, you can do so at rabbit@rabbit.com. If you like my page, you can also post on Facebook at rabbit.com. You can follow me on YouTube at rabbitdot.com. I have a page on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rabbit1t. You can set up a monthly recurring subscription there at a price point of your choice. Be sure to put the number 1 in place of I anytime you type rabbit.
Rabbit's Ramblings is copyright Eric Stryker, using a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Derivatives License, 2018.